I apologize if some of you are taken by surprise because there's a black and white sign outside. Some of you may want to rearrange your sturm. I apologize. I was also a little bit surprised because I agreed to discuss something about tefillah, but then when the poster went up, so I was asked to discuss distractions during davening. And I feel uncomfortable discussing the issue of distractions during davening because Gemara says, "Kshayt asmach akoydim." I can't really instruct you how to avoid distractions. I can empathize with you. Because for me to stay focused and to avoid my mind wandering is a battle every tefillah. It's a battle every Psukim Zimra, Rabbi Krishma, Rabbi Shmuel Nesrei. Certainly, because Maneina Wana, we know from the Rishonim already that the ability of people to be Machavein, to be focused, has had a Yerida, Yerida Sadarvas. In fact, someone told me, Vishay Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, that he thinks, that he suggested that Yerida Sadarvas Bechlau, Yerida Sadarvas is the loss of the ability to focus. We know that, we often point out that there are more paskins that even though Nikir Adin, if a person is not mechaved during Ovos, Nikir Adin has to start Shemoneh Esrei over again. So there are more rights that we don't have the ability to be mechaved. So that means that from the time of the Rishonim to the time of the Ramah, there was a significant Yerida in the ability to be Mechaveh. So certainly in our time, we notice every decade a significant decline in our ability to focus. We attribute it that the speed with which there's a decline in our ability to focus because the culture around us is always grabbing our attention with very, very short and quick ideas. And the culture around us is so heavily based on the ability to market, and marketing is shaped the way that we think, and really our inability to think and to focus. And therefore, much of the avoda that we have to do in order to be successful in learning is to be able to extend our ability to focus. It's countercultural right now. I'll get it. It's fine. But that's the avoda that every ben yeshiva has to do, because otherwise we won't be matzliach in learning if we don't extend our ability to focus and extend our ability to be attentive, so we won't be successful in our learning. So davening is one of the areas in which a person can begin to exercise and begin to practice almost one's ability to extend one's focus. So when I'm speaking now, again, I was asked to speak about how to battle distractions more successfully. So we'll learn the sugya together. We'll study it together. I remember when I had the schus to be mishamish one of the poskim of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Eisen. Yerushalayim was just Chav Ches Mar Cheshvan. So Yerushalayim Eisen was one of the Akira Yerushalayim. Just to give you a picture, I was once walking home with him at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was an older man already. And he sighed and he said, "I'm so tired, I have to rest when I get home." And I was taken aback. It was really early in the day. So he saw that I was taken aback. So he looked at him and he said, a rare moment where he discussed his own conduct, he said, "I daven basikin at the coastal every morning. And before I go to Basikin, I go to Mikveh every morning." When he comes back here, but he learned a full Seder before he did, before he took his turn as Paschening. So he was, when I was learning under him, so he was very ill. And when people would come to speak to him and ask Shilas, he would ask each one, please daven for me, my name is Sholem ben Miriam. And almost every day before I would leave him, he would say, please daven, my name is Sholem ben Miriam. And I remember one time coming to him, and he said to me, he says, Yankel, you're not davening for me. So I was very taken aback. It was a disturbing thing for him to say. So I said, but every Shemana Esrei, I daven for Sholem ben Miriam. He said, if you'd be davening for me, said every Dalet Amos, every farmer should stop and say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, have Rachmanus and Sholem ben Miriam. So that's when I had an insight that that's a pshat in the pasuk that we say, Vani Sfilosi Lecho Hashem Yisrotzen, Elokim V'Rav Chasdecho, Aneini Be'emes Yishecho. It's pshat Vani Sfilosi Lecho Hashem. So if a person has a tzara Rachman Litzlan, so then Shalom Neida. But a person has a tzara, a person has somebody who's very ill, somebody needs a Yeshua. So on these philosophy, so then we become overwhelmed with tefillah. And everything we do is tefillah. And when we close the Gemara, we say, Baruch Hashem, the schus of our learning, please have Rachmanis. And when we, after we bench, and after we put our tzitzis, whether we say it explicitly or whether we say it quietly and not articulately, but we're saying Banis Tefillah, every schus. So and I was thinking of how, what we would discuss this evening, how would we begin to learn together the sugya of trying to focus and concentrate during one's davening. So I figured let's learn together the section in Ale Shur, Shlomo Volbi, in the, I think it's in the second shar, Perek Chav Gimel. So Volbi points to a rosh, in the Orchas Chaim, v'igia eis tvila misholish tvila soyim yoniach kol asokol v'yusval. Person is about to daven shachar v'incham ariv, takes a moment v'yoniach kol asokol and puts everything aside. That's a, how do we do such a thing? How do we take a moment and put aside all of our daigas? Before one davens, one should be thinking about one's davens. So that's exactly what Rav Volbi says. He says, Pshat in your niach kola sokovi yispalel. Pshat is that when thinks for a moment about all the things that a person needs, and when reminds oneself how dependent all of those items are on their Baruch Hashem. How they will not be matzliach if not for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeniach kol asokim v'yispalel. So the hadracha that Rav Volbi gave us is that one's tefillah will be as focused as one is able to keep in mind during the course of all of one's activities that it's all dependent on Baruch Hu. The person realizes, well, what are our asokim? Person who's already earning a parnasa says, "Asokim are the meetings are going to have, the clients are going to speak to, the patients he's going to see." Person's in Beis Medrash, asokim is as atzloch in learning. Person's in college, so his atzloch in midterms and finals and studying. Person is trying to juggle the many many things that we all have to juggle. Those are our asokim. Rachman al-Islam, a person as a daiga, a person as a relative who's not married yet, as a relative who's not well. A person as daigas parnasa, Rachman al-Islam. Those are all our daigas. So the person, before he davens, and even mediated from the course of one's morning and afternoon, reminds oneself, whatever my asokim are, whatever my concerns are, whether it's a success on a course, whether it's a midterm, a final, it is juggling all the different things that we want to accomplish. So we know that we will only be as successful as the Ritzayin of the Ribbono Shel Olam is. That we will try all the ishtadlus possible. But if we remind ourselves that all the ishtadlus depend on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's yendiach kol hasokim. And that before davening, we take it a moment to think that how dependent everything is on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's and on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So that'll be how we'll be able to focus during davening. That's probably pshat, and when Chazal say "Peseches Yudecho Masvil Chol Chayrutzoyin," that is the fundamental achona that Chazal scheduled to all of Zugin Zimmeran, and achona for Asher as well, achona for Mincha. "Peseches Yudecho Masvil Chol Chayrutzoyin." That's the to bring home that concept. And if in the course of one's davening, Shmon Esrei, bracha by bracha, one's able to focus as to what's my tzorich in this bracha. The chilulim das, every ben yeshiva has a personal request and not the chilulim das. Every ben yeshiva wants to master the Masechta Yevamos. He wants to master Suya by Suya. Right? So Atochenulam Das. Every Ben Yeshiva is trying to juggle the requirements of the Kiya Seder and the Iyan Seder. Atochenulam Das. Person comes to Ashiveinu. He can already be misspelled because he probably didn't have full focus already until he got to Ashiveinu. Ready? Avoda Secha. Person comes to Rafeinu. So of course, we have people that were being misfalled for. So every single bracha, when tries, can't be every bracha all the time, but when tries, that's part of your niyach kol asoka. Before you start davening, you remember the things that you need. And that's pshat v'andisvilosi, that our very lives are bound up. Ban explains in this parasha, one of the most difficult passages is when Rachel says to Yaakov Avinu, "Vatayir Rachel ki lo yoldo li Yaakov betekani Rachel b'achoisa, vatayir li Yaakov hovali vonim b'mayin beisa noichi." So Yaakov Avinu responds, "Vayichar Av Yaakov Birochel, Vayomer Asachas Elokim Anochi, Ashemona Mimeich Privota." So the passage of the pasuk is so difficult. Rachel Imenu was suffering terribly. She so much wants to have children. She sees her sister having one after the other, but the Kani Rachel Bachoisa, she gave everything up for life. She comes to her husband and says, "Hova Li Bonim." So it's unreasonable. So Yaakov says, "Asachas elikim anochi." But what's vayicha raf Yaakov Yerochem? Chazal censure Yaakov Avinu for this. Vayicha raf. Kacha meshiv mesamig amukos. Angry that your wife is suffering so much. And if you read the Rashi's, so the Rashi make it more difficult. Because Yaakov Avinu begins to argue with the Rochem. He says, "Am I the one? Is I having children? I'm having children through Leah." So how are you talking? And then Rachel is crying right with her husband. And her husband says, "Not my problem. I'm doing fine." So Ramban seems to say that on one level, Yaakov Avinu got upset with Rachel, because he thought that she was being perfunctory and shallow at how davening works. But then Brother Ramban says that as a response, and this is probably was Yaakov's intention, that Yaakov Avinu was saying to Rachel, "I'm being unsuccessful in davening." And Rachel Imenu, when she heard her husband's response and her husband distancing, so then she realizes the Ramban that Ein Adomer Tolei Levi. So after that, when she realized she was all alone and she had nothing to depend on, she could not depend on Yaakov Avinu's happening. And she realized that whatever she wanted was dependent on her ability to daven. Then her Kach HaTzfila was so powerful that she was successful in having children after. That's the pshat Rav Volbi says in Avodah Shebaleit. It's an Avodah to train one's heart, to train one's mind, to be mizvoinen, number one, to what we need to accomplish. And then to work on ourselves to realize how dependent is our Bosh. Again, it sounds like it's a simple formula. Chazal say that one of the reasons that we say Pesukei Dezimra is in order to achieve Hachnoah during davening. So Volbi explains this, the point of Hachnoah. He says, when we think of a person who is a Baal Gaiva, so we think of a person who is arrogant, who has thoughts of himself far beyond his abilities. So he says he thinks some people are Baal Gaiva. Because some people think that their Rishadus will accomplish what they want to accomplish. And what separates us from being fully focused during davening is this independence of thought that we think that we slip every so often, forget every so often, that how much is dependent on our successful davening. Person sometimes can get upset and depressed because one can daven many, many times and realize that it went by very quickly. One can finish a Kriya Shema and realize that one slipped and didn't have the right kavanas. One can finish a Shema Nesek, one can step back, one can say motive and realize one zipped through many, many brachas. So one of the important skills is Iyun Tfila. It's to realize when you're looking at a sinner, you're looking at a Blad Gemara, you're looking at a Medrash, you're looking at a Sefer from Anshei Knesset HaGdola that was written with all of the Kedusha and with all of the Diktuk and Diyukim that Blad Gemara is. So while a person is davening, a person should be constantly asking himself, doesn't have time to study, but certainly it's time to notice what's going to require a greater Iyun. You can hardly learn a line in davening without realizing that one has to be ma'ayin more, has to figure these things out. Elokeinu l'kei av yiseinu, and we repeat, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So as one's davening, Melech Oizer, u'mishu magen, as one's davening, and when realizes, makes a mental note, I can't do it now during davening, but I got to figure this out. I got to spend time putting pshat. I have to look up in the safe after. What am I saying? So that can be a tremendous tool in order to have greater kavanas while one's davening. As one understands more and more, and one appreciates the depth more and more, so that will also be, I think, an important tool. And then we'll close with an idea from Yerucham that Rav Volbi discusses. It says, even at the end of davening, even during davening, a person realizes, how did this happen? I was able to say a melech. I made the appropriate achonis. I'm standing the appropriate way. I'm following all the anhogas that I'm aware of, Shulchan Aruch say. And then I finished davening. And where was I during davening? It was my mind. So Yerucham said, you have to keep in mind that Tisha B'Av is also called the Moed. Ki Korolai Moed. The Yerucham Golem are called Moed, and Tisha B'Av is called the Moed. A Moed means a time when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is focused on us. When we feel when we are able to make an appointment with the Rebbe. So when Chazal stress that Tisha B'Av is also Kol Moed, Korolai Moed, when Chazal are pointing out to us that just as a person, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu welcomes the tefillah of a person on a Yom Tov and a regular Yerushalayim, all the mitzvahs say Yom, Kodesh Baruch Hu welcomes the tefillah mitech richuk. A person can be distanced, like a person can be, his mind can be far away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And all of a sudden, by modem, he remembers, whoa, where have I been? So if you remember, Korolai Moed, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if in a moment of richuk, a person has an azeiros, a person feels terrible that he was physically over the Amelach, but his mind wasn't there. But he has an azeiros for a moment. And that is a moment of Korolai Moed. That's a moment that Kodesh Baruch Hu appreciates tremendously. And if a person has an azeiros for that moment, in that moment he catches himself. And for those few moments he focuses and he says that tefillah and he comes, it's also a good feeling. So that's the avoda that I begin with you this evening. The avoda of being at tefillah. Focus on the davening, focus on the words. Keilu was knowing that it has the same level of diktuk and diuk as a gemara, as a medrash. And to try before davening, to try to follow the rush of Yashlich, the men who call Kolinyanov, from the Pshat of Kolasokov, from the Pshat of the Alishur, to remind themselves that all of us are so dependent on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and so dependent on our Koyach HaTefillah. Thank you.